am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. God, I love that song, don't you? Welcome, everybody, to the all-new Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, August 27th, 2012. Isn't it amazing how fast the time goes by? My name is Jan Revelle, and we're coming to you today from Gresham, Oregon, which is near Portland, and St. Petersburg, Florida, where Hurricane Isaac is making itself felt. My guest today is Lori Raymond, who brings us 5 steps for spinning gold to begin again, tools to transform life stuff to create miracles. Lori also has a wonderful special offer for us that she'll talk about later in the show. But first of all, what's new in your life? In what ways are you beginning again? For me, one area is a physical move from Elmira, Oregon, to Gresham, which is close to Portland, and which brings me into an area with a lot of greater opportunities. New beginnings always mean a rebirth of sorts, and I encourage you to think about the changes going on in your life and how you can rebirth yourself. Now's the time to create yourself into the amazing person you know is within you, and who's just waiting for you to let go of the limitations that you've placed on yourself and trust in your higher self, the part of you that knows just how amazing you really are. Are you ready to step into your power? Today's the time to grab your courage and take that first step, no matter how tiny. All any of us needs to do is take one step and then the next step, and keep taking one step at a time until soon you find that your steps get longer, your body stands taller, and your smile shines through. Amazing. So today, in line with the new Purpose Talk Radio, I've drawn a card with the intent for today's show and also for the ongoing path of Purpose Talk Radio. You know, it's an exciting time, one of learning and remembering the tools we have that allow us to create miracles in our lives. So here's today's card. It's called To Meet with Another. And we've had this card before, but it's really appropriate for today. I want to throw in here real quick that I've also pulled 4 other cards for today, and we'll look at those later. So if you have a question or concern, you can call in at that time, and I'll let you know when to do that. And you can also post it to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook. And Cindy, our wonderful facilitator in that group, will pass your question and the card that you want to choose. She'll pass that along to me. So the number that you call in, you might want to write this down because I know it's hard to find on the website right now. The number is 347-205-9074. I'll repeat it. 347-205-9074. So back to the card, To Meet with Another. This is a beautiful card that shows a young woman and a man. It just shows their faces. He is, his face is leaning over her, and she is looking within. She's not looking outside. She's looking within herself. And there's an incredible moth, and the moth is a creature of dreams, a creature of the night, a creature sometimes of mystery, of the unknown. You know, we often don't pay attention to our dreams, or we don't know what they mean. Just like in life, you know, what's real? What's the dream and what is real? We often don't know, and we have to look for symbolism. And the moth is a wonderful symbol for that. So this card is all about being willing to look inside, to trust, to look for the symbolism wherever you are, to recognize symbols that you recognize. It doesn't mean that the symbols, all symbols, are the same for everybody, because they're not. So look for the symbols that have meaning to you and that bring your attention to where it needs to be as you take your first steps and your next step and then the step after that. And to meet with another also is indicative of meeting with other people. So look around you, not just at the people that you know, but the people who you don't know and that you come across every single day. And it may be somebody that you meet at the grocery store. It may be someone you meet walking along the street, sitting in a cafe somewhere or a restaurant. It could be the waiter or waitress. You just don't know. Pay attention, because every one of those people has a connection for you and has a message for you. So my sense is we've all gone through changes in these past months, preparing for whatever it is that's coming our way. You felt it. I felt it. We're all aware of a new opening and a higher awareness that's making itself known, and we are all a part of that opening. And that leads us to our guest for today. Lori Raymond is a spiritual teacher, a transformational author, and a vision expert who founded and developed Women as Visionaries as a resource to provide women empowering opportunities and inspiration for global connections, programs, and travel designed, as Lori puts it, to open hearts and inspire action. If you ask Lori what she considers her ultimate role, and we're going to ask her some questions, she'll tell you student and teacher. Lori is the chief inspirator of Women as Visionaries and a businesswoman who has a penchant for learning, teaching, and connecting, something that accompanied a cultivated world perspective that began blooming as a young girl. Welcome, Lori. It's great to have you with us today. Oh, we have a bunch of callers, you know what? And I'm going to put Lori on the line, and your callers are going to have to wait a little while because we're going to talk to Lori first of all. So stay
okay,
with us.
And great. And thank you, Jan. And just congratulations. Congratulations on this new beginning for you for On Purpose Radio. Yahoo!
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to learn more about you and about Spinning Gold to Begin Again, Tools to Transform Life, Stuff to Create Miracles. I love that title. But first, how are you doing there in Florida with Hurricane Isaac blowing things around?
I feel like, excuse me, I'm blessed here in Tampa Bay, and it has moved west, and so again, thank you, and, you know, just inviting everybody here is online to be in prayer for divine order, for where this energy center, it's all, you know, everything we know is energy, is headed, and, you know, maybe we can just affirm that this storm dissipates, and we don't need to do a anniversary celebration of year 7 for Katrina, which is where it's predicted to land, but we know all things are possible with God and Source. So anyway, I'm in gratitude, but I'm in deep prayer. I'm in deep prayer right now.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that would be terrible to have it go with. That's a good idea. Let's all just send a second or two of energy here and keep it going throughout the day. For this.
Yeah, and I would just invite everybody just to do a breath. Do a breath of I am. And then the next breath is I am divine order. And amen.
All right, thank you. Well, Lori, you've had a lifelong fascination for uncovering individuals' life stories, and this has been instrumental throughout your career and into the present, right? Would you tell us a little bit about that and how you discovered or began this fascination?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first words. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Well, you said that you've had a lifelong fascination for uncovering people's life stories. And this has been really instrumental throughout your career and into the present. So I'm wondering if you'll tell us a little about that and how you discovered it or began the fascination.
Well, I think stories are so healing and so powerful. And if we really listen, and we listen with our hearts, we put ears to our heart, in our daily conversations or our Facebook posts or our blogs or whatever we're doing, we just uncover some amazing things. Hello, are you there?
I'm sorry. I was trying to find out who our caller was while you were talking. I will not do that again. Okay. So you've had a really diverse career path, and you started out as a school teacher, isn't that right?
I did. I started out as an elementary school teacher in Selma, Alabama, and the faculty was 10 white teachers and 10 black teachers in a student body of 500 students, and this was in 1974, meaning this is way after the march. And Selma, of course, we know the Edmund Pettus Bridge with Martin Luther King, but long after that. But the truth of it is, what the world doesn't know is we didn't get the message that we are one, and we stayed in segregation, at least in Selma, Alabama, for a long time.
Wow. So how did your path evolve from there? Because you've done so many things.
Well, I have been through and blessed to have many, many changes in my life, and I understand loving some amazing men and having to release them. I have loved major jobs and positions, and I've had to release them. I've been in love with ideals and goals and dreams, and I've had to release them. And in all of that, you know, that equals, you know, change. And one of my credentials is I'm a very cherished child of an Air Force family. I lived in probably, oh, I don't know how many states or countries, but I moved to, in my lifetime, 16 schools.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's my credential. It's not about that, yeah, I have a master's degree in human resources, but that's my degree for change management. So, yeah.
Wow. And you were involved with the Winter Olympics for a while, too.
Yeah, I was. And how fun is that? How fun is that to have been there and done PR and all of that? So, yeah, a really happy time to do that.
Oh, good, good. And one of your passions, you said, is travel, and another is working with women. So would you talk to us a little bit about women as visionaries and how you brought these two interests together?
Well, I think as people are looking at change and a way to perhaps guide them through, whether it's the dark night of the soul, as St. Thomas talks about, or whether it's just kind of a minor change, you know, travel is so powerful in getting away, and it is escape. But it's also a very much a transformational time. And so I do take groups of women, one of my passions, about three times a year, and we go to places. And my role is just to introduce you to a place I love and to facilitate that process where you can get in touch with, okay, so it is. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what next? I love that. And we move from there.
And you said that while you travel and sightsee and experience the traditions of another country, the travelers also get an opportunity to give back to the host country. How does that work?
Well, all of my travelers bring 50 pounds of donated goods. And
oh,
so,
wow.
And we target nonprofits in that country to do that. And so, you know, when we leave, hopefully they're happy that, you know, we came.
Right.
and we made a difference.
Oh, excellent. Well, let's talk about Spinning Gold to Begin Again, Tools to Transform Life Stuff to Create Miracles. I just love that. But again, let's let our listeners know that at the end of your sharing, they're welcome to call in with questions. We do have a caller that we'll take in just a minute before you get really started. But again, that number is 347-205-9074. So I'm going to take our caller, and then we'll go back, Lori, and get you started on these five steps that everybody can use, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, this is Jan, and you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. There we go. Somebody wanted to listen only, I think. All right, so let's talk about these five steps that you have for spinning gold and creating miracles. And I love transforming life stuff.
Okay, is this my time to talk now?
It is, Lori. I apologize. I should have said your name. Here we come back again.
Okay, well, the theme for today is like around beginnings, right, Jen? I mean, this is the beginning
right.
show, a new show, right?
Right.
Yeah, so beginnings. So, you know, gosh, each and every one of you who are listening there right now, you know, we've each gone through those beginnings, and we thought, you know, when a door was closed, it was the end, it was crisis, it was all of the above. I have been there. I have lost jobs again. I have lost beloveds. I have lost property. You know, it's around loss. Even for those people going through foreclosure, you know, I would say foreclosing is about foreopening. Or even in the metaphor, like when a door closes or window closes, another opens. It's like, well, no, let's just open up French doors. Let's just open up French doors. And so with that, the first step that I would say as a tool is to reframe what's happening to you right now. To sit down, think about what you think is happening to you, and then write the word reframe. And so anybody who's listening to us right now, get out a pen and paper and write this down. How do you reframe this? And the truth of it is, everything that's happening to you right now is perfect. Otherwise, it would be different. My story about that is that I had a fabulous job and my boss left, a new boss came in and basically said, you know, love you, bless you, you're great, but I'm going to bring in my own people so you can leave like now.
Gosh.
And this is a major job and major salary and something that had taken a year to manifest, and I drove over the Courtney Campbell Bridge here in Tampa Bay, drove straight to my minister's office in my church and said, you know, kind of blubbering, what up? And I said, this was my perfect job. This is my perfect job. And she said, it was the perfect job, but it wasn't for you. And this was a spiritual 2x4, and it was a blessing to get you out of there. So we just don't know. We just don't know. So number one is, again, reframe what's happening and love what is.
I like that. And step two?
Step two is around, once you move into this place that you can love and bless what has happened, is that then you can be in a calm place to declutter. You can spiritually declutter and physically declutter. Now, many people will understand physically decluttering. I would invite everybody, you know, get some books around feng shui, but specifically to the people who are listening today, here's a task. Go into your house, move through your home, your office, and remove 26 things that you have not used in the past year. Put them in a basket, gather them up, and then release them, meaning gift them or sell them or trash. And amazing that we have 26 things in our life that we can do that. Isn't that amazing, Jen?
I was thinking, that's a large number, and then I started thinking about it and thought, oh, I probably need to do that multiple times.
Well, and you could. I mean, you know, it can be a, you know, it can be a paperclip. It can be whatever.
Yeah.
And then the second piece is around spiritual decluttering. And for me, as you're moving through any change, you the physical side is so important. I can't just stress that. Is the spiritual decluttering, and that comes through forgiveness. There are great sites. There are lots of wonderful people who speak about radical forgiveness. But as you move into whatever change, it's like, are you holding on to any kind of luggage, meaning something that you need to forgive? And there are wonderful rituals to do around forgiveness. So, again, step two is spiritually decluttering and physically decluttering.
Great. So what is, Lori, I'm going to interrupt here for a minute. To reframe what's happening, to love what is, do you have a suggestion on how to turn something so that you can love what is? I mean, that can be a real challenge if it's like you talked about with your job and the loss of a job. I know we've all had loss. How can you, just one idea of how you can turn that to love? I'd like to give a quick instance. Is I was upset about something. I don't even remember what it was. But as I was driving along, I almost ended up in a very serious accident. And it made me stop completely. And shaken up, I started driving again, a lot slower than I had been, a lot more carefully than I had been. And the thought came to me, what is it that I can do to turn this around and to turn it into something positive? And it had to do, I remember now, it had to do with an event that I was putting on, and I had gotten a negative response. Somebody said, no, we don't want to sponsor it for you. And so I was trying to think of what it was that I could do to turn it around and realize that I have so many talents and skills that I could volunteer. So then it became, what can I volunteer to give to somebody else? And by the time I got to where I was going, my entire attitude had changed. The traffic flowed beautifully, and I already had this idea of how I could offer something that I could go from this negative thing of, you know, well, they wouldn't stand behind me or whatever, to I can offer this and create something that's amazing to help somebody else.
Right.
So that was just one way that I had of reframing something.
Well, you know, back to your question about, you know, loving what is. And that's why it is the first step that I speak about. So you have to forgive. So for me, it's like if you've got stuff going on, then write the things that you don't like about what is and trash or do whatever or have a conversation, have a pity party, write some forgiveness letters, burn them, you know, do whatever. I mean, you have to love what is. You have to move to that heart space that you talked about, and you talked about that. So, again, a couple steps, have a pity party, write a forgiveness letter, and burn whatever it is that you're not, you know, you're not happy with.
Right. And if you're going to have a pity party, really get into it. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a half-hearted pity party. Go for it. Wail, cry, do whatever you have to do, thrash around, whatever, because then you'll be done with it. It's boring. It doesn't take long, but when it becomes boring, and you can move on to something else. But really get into it. Don't do it half-heartedly.
Well, right. And I did career coaching for an international firm. I had about 25 people a week that I did career coaching, but I also went in on mornings. And I did, you know, basically the downsizing piece. And I did, and I coached my clients, and I said, you know, you've just got to grieve. You have to love what is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to go have this pity party and, like, go do whatever it is, and you just need to rock it and do it, not stay in it, but
right.
just, you know, go do it. So,
yeah.
I'm in total agreement, and again, you know, 20 years ago I recommended this to people.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so step one is to reframe what's happening and love what is, and step two is spiritually declutter and physically declutter. And I'm going to do that 26 things almost as soon as we get off of this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how fun. I mean, how fun, Jan. Just, you know, walk through your home and just go, anything that you have not touched in a year,
mm-hmm.
you just have to give yourself permission that you do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I'm heading south 2.5 hours to pack up and move back up here to Gresham. So I'm going to declutter a lot of stuff, and I am so looking forward to it.
Good.
Okay, so what's step three?
Well, step three is that in all of these different feelings, you are now prepared as you're moving through change, which is what we're talking about, and creating a new beginning, is that, you know, you've got an old story. You've got an old story. You're telling people why this job left, this love left, this house left, you know, whatever. You're telling a story. And so this is a time to move into a creative energy, a new creative energy, and to write a new story, or what I call a television, a new story of what you want this issue, this relationship, again, job, new business, travel, whatever, to become and to transform for what it is that you really want. And you got to write it. You got to write it. I don't care. Put it on your laptop. Put it, you know. But write the new story as though it is true.
Mm-hmm. That is important, too, to write it as though it is true.
Right.
All right. So then you talk about finding mentors.
Right.
Okay.
And so, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for you to tell us more about that.
Okay, so my fourth step is around find five. If everybody would just right now just, you know, hold your five fingers and put them on your heart. And just know that there are five people in your life, and you know who they are, who will support you in this change. They will support you in this change. And sometime maybe after this call or whatever, you can just go to that quiet place and you can just put those five, you know, your hand over your heart, because you need a team. You need a team to help you. And you need this team to help you really be clear and support you with this new vision. That is why you must write something down. You must write something down so that you can move forward to that. And just think about it. You know, what are the five things that show up in your life? What can you think five of, Jan? Five what?
New business and travel.
No, I'm thinking five fingers, five toes.
Well, I've got five fingers sitting over my heart right now.
Good, good, good. Well, five fingers, you know, five toes, five senses, but five is a very powerful number.
Okay, thinking of the number five, yeah.
So think of the number five.
Mm-hmm.
And to create that on your list, on your pad of paper that you're writing down, think of five people that, you know, don't worry about what they're going to say about your story that you're going to write from the former step, but that they're going to do that. And I'm going to kind of like freak you out a little bit. I want you to find five in your advisory team, and you can give them a name. They can be the Fab Five. They can be the Fab Imaginary Five. They can be whatever. And the question is, who are the five people who are not with us right now that you would love to be in conversation with? And this idea really comes from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, where he really encouraged everybody to, again, have a team, have support. So I love the real world, and I love the imaginary world. So who on your Find Five team would you have, and who would that be? You know, is it Jesus, Mother Teresa? Is it Donald Trump? You know, I don't know, but how fun is that?
Mm-hmm. My list has already started. So how do you keep these teams going?
Well, the way that you keep the teams going is, obviously, you have to have a relationship and also mastermind. Mastermind circles are very, very powerful, and people can Google that and they can do that. And so people to support your change, you know, where you are going, you know, after you've decluttered, you know, you've got clear with what it is that you want. You've got your new story. You have to have support. You have to have wings beneath, you know, you have to have wings beneath yourself. Yep.
Right. So is there, when you create a group, a team, well, you're still talking about five. So would you, in a physical thing where you're starting a mastermind circle or joining a mastermind circle or creating your own, would you say five is still a good number?
Absolutely.
Okay. What is it about five that's so powerful?
Well, there's numerology. People could investigate that. But, you know, again, for me, it's five fingers, five toes, five senses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, all of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Awesome. So we've got four steps now to reframe what's happening and love what is, to spiritually declutter and physically declutter, to tell a vision, write your new story, and find five mentors. So are you suggesting, which is what I'm hearing, that you get five people who are living in your realm of friends and family, the people that you know, and then also have the virtual advisory team? Or
yep,
are
both
you...
and. Yeah,
okay.
Both and, Jan. Great.
I
yeah,
like that.
Of course.
I like that.
Of course.
Okay.
One
good.
Is to go to in the real world, and one is to go to in meditation.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yep, I have two very strong women that I've already got on my team. One is my maternal grandmother, and the other is a woman that was my supervisor when I was in high school and working at the A&P grocery store.
Is this in your real world or in your virtual world?
No, this is a virtual world.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, yeah. They just kind of popped into my head. They're very strong women and quite delightful, so I'll keep building on that list. So what's
and
step
I can,
five?
Can I,
go ahead.
And can I share who just popped in for me?
Please, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's my great-aunt, Tori. She's on my grandfather's side, my maternal grandfather's side. She was a phenomenal secretary in New York City. I wrote her for years as a young child. I mean, you know, probably age 8 to 14,
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, and we wrote letters. We wrote letters back and forth, and yeah, I'm just, I'm thinking because I'm in the process of writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, I'm like, I need to invite her to be in my, I mean, my, I need to ask her in. I hadn't thought about that, so thank you.
That's great. That's super. Well, hopefully people in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group will be sharing who their advisory teams are. And
that would be great.
Yeah, and then we can continue this conversation. We'll keep it going throughout the week. That's great. And maybe we'll get some mastermind circles happening in there as well. So where do we go from there? We've got step five.
Wow. For me, everything is grounded in gratitude. It just has to be, Jan. It just has to be. And I know that you believe that too.
Oh, yeah.
And we just have to not just, like, think gratitude, but it's like write it or speak it. I mean, if you want to post it on Facebook, that's great. If you want to do a blog about it, great. If you want to write it, but I don't think most people are going to do that, but it's just write it down every day in a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to move people forward in a new place.
Okay.
And that is having a really a gratitude in advance journal. So whatever time of day you do a gratitude journal, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You project a gratitude in advance journal.
Oh, I love it.
So every day, my time, I don't do the gratitude as I leave the night, and I need to rethink that.
Mm-hmm.
But every morning I write a gratitude list, and then I take deep breaths, I do I am affirmations, and then I say, okay, you know, I walk through my day, and I say, I am grateful in advance for, and then I fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, okay, my day is done. I'm grateful for. All these things are already happening now. And I've been doing that for about 7 years.
I love that idea.
I know a lot of people talk about gratitude lists,
uh-huh.
but I don't know that there's much conversation around gratitude in advance lists.
I don't think I've heard of it before. So this
okay,
is new
great.
To me. Yeah, this is great.
Right.
I did hear just recently, or read just recently, that somebody was going to do a gratitude journal, and they were going to do them together. So there would be two people who would kind of help each other or work together on doing their gratitude journals. Which
yeah,
I thought
well, okay,
was a neat
well, that's great. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think gratitude in advance
oh,
is
yeah.
a whole other dimension.
You're right.
Yahoo!
It is.
And you heard it here first through Women as Visionaries.
And Purpose Talk Radio.
And Purpose Talk Radio, of course.
That's just great. I love that. So can you give us an example of what is one thing that you remember that you did a gratitude in advance and how it manifested?
That's a really profound story. Giving thanks in advance for?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're really ready for this?
Yeah. Well, I am. I hope everybody else is. Are you?
Okay. I wasn't planning to talk about this, but okay. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
I was separated from my husband, second husband. Deep shame, regret, all of that around a second failed love relationship. I showed up with my sister at a Buddhist ashram in Virginia on January 1st, 1999. And she said to me, as we faced a beautiful shrine of Tara, the goddess Buddhist, and my sister said to me, because we had been in the space, and you know, we had done our meditating, we'd walked around, we had done all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister said to me, what one thing would you regret never having done before you died? Now, I'm 45. She's 42. You want to know my reply?
Yes.
Not having a daughter.
Oh, wow.
Not having a daughter. I'm 45. A daughter? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I mean, this is a time when people have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were in front of Tara, the goddess. I need to honor the tradition, the Buddhist goddess, which mm-hmm. is Tara, mother of all. And people leave in gorgeous, oh my God, gorgeous, receptacles and whatever. You leave something. So I had on my neck a strand of amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Not high-end amethyst, kind you buy at, Pier One or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Left that. Fast forward in my life, and I ended up in Honduras through my separation, through my divorce, blah, blah, blah. And going back to teaching after 20 years, and I'm in a third world country. I'm teaching, and in this classroom is this little girl. And guess what?
What?
It's my daughter.
Oh, my.
It's my daughter. So I became involved in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom and dad are still to this day alive.
Mm-hmm.
But however many years ago it is, and I guess for this storytelling I need to tell people that, she became a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So at age 45, I became a single mom and moved forward.
Wow. That's an awesome story.
But why do you say it's awesome? I mean, people say that, and I'm just curious. And I mean, I'm honestly intrigued. Why, if anything, because this was just my heart of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is my living out my dream.
Why
is this awesome?
That is what is awesome, is living out your dream, is being able to be open to it and to recognize that this girl was your daughter.
Right.
It's simple. It's something that too many of us don't allow ourselves to recognize. We say, I mean, when you say, I want a daughter, I would regret not having a daughter, too many of us think of the only possibility for that is by physical childbirth. And we don't open up to the fact that there are other options, there are other people who we recognize that this was your daughter. Not somebody else, not somebody who was going to be born to you necessarily, but this was your daughter. That recognition.
Right, and what people don't know is that she is a child of color. She's a child of color from a
yeah.
third world country.
Yeah.
So, OMG.
Right.
But, so if I could, it is around, you do speak your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You do speak your heart, and you do allow source, spirit, God, Allah, whatever you want, to allow the change to come into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm typing here that is an affirmation that I was going to ask you to give, and you've just given it. Speak your heart and allow the change to come into your life.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that that's not an affirmation. Or can I offer another affirmation?
Absolutely.
So, Jan, say it again.
Speak your heart and allow the change to come into your life. I speak my heart and allow the change to come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome to add another one, because I was going to ask you for an affirmation anyway. It's just that that particular statement was very powerful.
Great.
For me.
Okay, so what I would affirm is, I am change. I am.
Okay.
And you breathe, I am change on the inhalation.
Mm-hmm.
And on the exhalation, you breathe out to God, to Source, to the world, I am.
Okay.
Five words.
Mm-hmm.
I am change. I am. And if if the word change doesn't suit you for another time or whatever, you change it. But I just gave you a gift that I got from listening to about 40 hours of Wayne Dyer's tapes. So everybody, pay attention. Pay attention.
Well, and here's that five again. Five words. I am change. I am.
So, and we could also breathe in. I am beginning. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe everybody could just take a breath in, and you and I could even do it. We can just do. I am beginning. We exhale. I am.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I am beginning. I am. And that's all about this show.
Let's do it again. Breathe in. I am beginning. Breathe in. And breathe out. I am. Very nice. We do have a caller, Lori. I'm going to assume it's somebody who wants to ask you a question. So are you ready?
Right. I'm ready.
All right. Let's bring them in. Hi, this is Jan, and you're on the air.
Hi, I didn't expect to be, but that's good.
Sorry, I took you kind of by surprise there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And who's this?
My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. And where are you calling from?
I am in Maine.
All right. In Maine.
Yeah.
I was in Maine not long ago.
Were you? Were you
I was.
Southern, northern?
Merrimack, which is not
really?
Far from Nashua, yeah.
Oh, you were in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's right. And then we went to Kennebunk to visit
Maine. And stop. We don't care where she's from. Okay, let her ask her question.
We do.
Okay.
We do care where
No,
she's
that's
from.
Good. That's
good. Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay,
what's
my
question?
Well, I'm listening to you, and I guess I would like a little guidance. I'm the mother of three adult children, and we have been having pretty tumultuous relationships with each other for about 5 years.
Okay.
Do you have
and
any advice?
Go on. How old are they?
25, 24, and 18.
And do they live with you?
On and off. One, yes.
Which one?
18.
Okay, but the other they've gone on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking in. Okay.
No. I'm thinking. They've been rough people.
Okay. And so your question?
My question is, how can I create better relationships with them? That's probably, or maybe it's myself, I don't know.
Put your hand over your heart right now. And let's just breathe in, and we're going to do three deep breaths, which are I am love, I am, I am love, I am, I am love, I am. And we're just going to do that, and then we're going to talk, okay? Ready, girlfriend?
Okay.
So we're just going to do that in silence. I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
Are you here in a different space?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first thing is to know that, and put your hand over your heart again.
Mm-hmm.
You are a rockin', loving, wonderful mom.
Oh, thank you.
No, but I want you to say it. I am a rocking,
I am a rocking, loving mom.
Okay, good. You got it.
And I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so your question is?
I don't know.
Oh, now that we shifted the energy, what's the question?
Hmm. Is it time to take my hands off totally and let these people, just my children, be who they're going to be?
You know what my pop is?
What?
My angelic pop is?
Mm.
My angels talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
My answer was yes.
And mine was too. Yeah.
Mine was too.
My angelic pop was, but... Do you have any connection with angels or do any work with the angels?
I do, actually.
Okay. You know, then you know Archangel Michael.
I do.
Is the protector.
Hmm.
Okay. He's a kick-ass, protect everybody. So invoke him. Okay?
I swear he was around yesterday. My 18-year-old was acting up. And I kept seeing blue sparkles all day.
Right. So, go do that. Okay, so thank you. We're going to move on to the next call. So, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Melissa, for calling in. We have a couple of questions, and Cindy wants to know, does it matter which hand is used when you put your hand over your heart, quote, for perfect energy, unquote?
So can she talk to me, or we can't connect?
Well, she asked me this on Skype. She's facilitating the Facebook page, and so she hasn't called in. So she's just asking the question. But you can talk to her.
My,
she's listening.
Okay. So, yes, my absolute answer is yes. Right hand over heart, touch it. There are scientific studies, and maybe we can like share those or whatever, but there are scientific studies that the heart generates great energy, you know, electromagnetic energy that can be measured in the world of people. So, yes.
Okay. We do have a question from Stormy. I don't know. I need the answer to this. Stormy, is this question for Lori?
I love Stormy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I said I love Stormy. I know who she is.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, the question is, was her daughter a daughter in a past life also? And I don't know if that was for you or for the card reading. So we'll ask that.
So ask the question.
Was Stormy's daughter a daughter in a past life also?
And here's what my pop is. My pop is yes.
Mine too, yeah.
mine too. I mean, my two is like yes. And...
Oh, I see. Okay. The question was not for Stormy. The question was for you. Was your daughter... your daughter in a past life also?
Oh, and the answer is yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My daughter is an ancient soul. She's a dolphin. She's dolphin energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody is into the shamanic world, it's like, oh, God, she's swum the seas and she's, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we do have a caller. I believe it's Cindy who's calling in. So let's bring her in. Hello, is this Cindy?
It is.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Lori. By the way, congratulations on a new show here.
Thank you. And thanks for handling it so well on Facebook.
No problem.
So you had a question about the hand over the heart.
Yeah, I'm turning down the volume on the other on the internet one now too. Yeah, because I know sometimes if somebody's right-handed or left-handed or whatever on the energy, and I heard you say right hand over the heart, but it doesn't matter for like left-handed folks or left brain, right brain people, all that stuff. So that makes sense.
Well, of course. And I think you just bring in something so perfect, and that for me, touching my heart with my right hand is so perfect. And what the gift that you bring to the world, Cindy, is that for another person, it is a left hand. And that is so sweet and so powerful, and why you are here and why it is the radio show that we're talking about.
So is it determined by somebody's dominant hand, or did the research show strictly right hand was more effective?
Oh no, for me, I mean for me, oh no, I mean of course not. I mean it's just whatever. I mean for me, it's my right hand over my heart.
Okay.
And what Cindy has brought to my attention is, you know, cover your heart with your hand,
mm-hmm.
and not cover your heart with your right hand. That's what she's brought to my attention.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yep. So it's whichever the energy from that person seems to lead, what you're saying.
Well, yeah, roll right and left, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Great. All right. Thanks, Cindy. Okay, so we are coming down to close to the end of our show. So, Lori, you, first of all, let's tell our listeners, you have a special offer that you wanted to make to our listeners. And then we have four cards here that I've drawn. If anybody has questions or a concern, they need to call in or let Cindy know. And what the question is, and then also which card they want to draw. So let's talk about your special offer.
Well, my special offer is very simple. I love working with women in manifesting their greatness, and so they can email me at Lori Raymond, LoreRaymond, at yahoo.com, and connect with me, and let's have a conversation of possibilities. Again, the email is LoriRaymond@yahoo.com. That's simple. Go figure. Okay?
All right. Well, we don't have any callers on the cards or anybody sending questions in via Cindy, so we have a choice. I'll let you make a determination here. Should we just save these cards for another time, or would you like to draw one of them? Ask a question and we'll bring a card out. Lori, that question's for you.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, I'm wondering if, since nobody has called in to ask about a card and there are no questions coming in from the Facebook group, would you like to ask a question and get a card?
I mean, my question is, what in the highest good does this radio show need to know?
Okay, and there are four cards. Which card would you like me to pull?
One.
Oh, wow. The card is called The Child, and it's a beautiful depiction of new beginnings. There is, and I will scan this and post it later on the Facebook page. It shows a young baby all dressed in white with a halo-like light all around it, or a white light all around it. And standing over this child are 6 figures who appear to be angels. So I would say that for this radio show of this New Beginnings, that there are 6 angels involved, 6 people who are going to be really impact this show for the future. So the show itself is the baby, and we've got 6 angels. Huh. I wonder who they are. Awesome. Thank you. I like that. So we are at the end of the show, so I'd like to ask if you have any last words that you'd like to offer or give or questions, Lori?
Well, no, I would just love to invite people that as they are moving through their changes, it's not easy. It's not easy. And so I just wish you well. I just wish you well. I just wish you well.
All right. Thank you. And I'd like to let everybody, so you've given them your email address. Why don't you tell us if you have a website or a Facebook page that you would like to direct people to?
Yep, everybody can go to womenasvisionaries.com and come join us, womenasvisionaries.com.
Okay, great, thank you. And again, Lori's address is Lori Raymond at yahoo.com. And you can contact me at jan@janrevell.com. That's JANREVELL.com. You can also contact me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. So for this week, we're going to say soul blessings. And we look forward to talking with you again next week. And thank you, Lori, for being with us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.